I just want to read a scripture. It's amazing all through the Bible how Jesus gave thanks. We can go on and on. But thanksgiving is a powerful, is a reaction, an action. It's an action and reaction that is supposed to be inbuilt in our, not only in our human nature, but also in our spiritual, mostly in our spiritual nature. Amen. Paul wrote, he says, be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Amen. Make your request known to God and the peace of God with thanksgiving. Paul, so many places he wrote in all the epistles, he even wrote in Philippians again, he says, in all things, give thanks. In all things. That's a deep mystery, because you can't give thanks when things are not going well. But when you give thanks to God, you're basically surrendering to God and saying you take what was meant for evil, you turn it to good. Amen? Amen. Say, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But tonight, among every way that we're going to thank God for what he's done, I want to read a scripture for us to really thank God by faith for the things that he's about to do. Amen? Amen. We can thank God for the things he's done that we can remember. But we want to thank him for the things that he's about to do in a prophetic sense. Amen? Amen. Before the worship team comes, I want to read this scripture and tell you why we need to express our thanksgiving tonight with just a very few moments of worship. Amen. Let me read the scriptures to you. This is in the book of John, chapter 1, John chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. Amen? Amen. All the things God has done for us are miracles. Amen? Amen? All the things he's done from the time we're born till this, just this last few minutes. Amen? He says they followed him because of all he's done. You're here today. And you're still following him because of all that he's done for you. Amen? Amen. So, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. This is our feast of thanksgiving. Verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, when he lifted up his eyes and saw a great company, great multitude, come unto him, he said unto Philip, I want you to see this, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Verse 6. And this he said to test him, to prove him. For he, that's Jesus himself, God himself, knew what he will do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here, as King James for a kid, which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Amen? I didn't know what the women were doing, but the men had to sit down. Amen? Okay. Now, there was much grass in the place. So the man sat down, in number about 5,000 men. And Jesus took the loaves and when, look at this, and Jesus took the loaves and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing shall be lost. Therefore they gathered them up together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Just really quickly, before we worship the Lord. They followed him because of what he has already done. But God wants to do greater things from this Thanksgiving and beyond. He wants to do greater things than anything that we've seen up till this moment. And he asked one of his disciples, he said, first of all, it was a great multitude, meaning, thank God for what he has already done, but we have great need facing us into the future. Like we talked about, there are lots of people with the wrong mind. There are lots of confusion in our generation. There are lots of need in this generation. Very great need. So Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, this question is about to ask, he already has a solution. But he wanted to find out the heart of the disciples. He wanted to test them to see where their heart is. And he asked them the question, how can we feed this multitude? How can we take care of this need that is facing our future? Because they've seen the miracles. Thank God for what is done till this day, the 27th. Now, how do we take care of the needs that is before us forward? And the disciples said, even 200 penny worth. I mean, all the money we have in this bag will not even take care of this multitude. And Jesus said, and Philip came to him and said, but there is a young boy here with some food. But what is this? What is this to meeting these needs? And Jesus gave the secret. And the secret is the ability to really thank God for what you have. Not just to say thank you and have turkey and enjoy. The ability to take an advantage of this occasion to do an inventory of what God has really done and what you have, and be really, really grateful. Jesus is saying, if you want me to do more, if you want to see a multiplied blessing from this time forward, how grateful are you with what I've done so far? Are you worrying about what I have not done, or are you thankful about what I've done? How grateful. Even the small things and the big things, where is your heart? You want to see greater works? Are you grateful with what I have done so far? Or is that just, you know? What is in your hand? Are you thankful about the sound mind you have, for you to have even a sounder mind? Are you thankful about missionaries so I can send more? Are you thankful about what is it that you already have that you are grateful about, especially in this season? Yink, are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. The ability to see multiplication, that's God is speaking to me. Amen? Is a secret. 10 lepers heard the Lord says, go, your miracle is with you, it's on the road. As they were going, they started experiencing a manifestation. And one of them turns back and goes and says, thank you. And that one was instantly made whole, meaning it was no more just it was restored completely. But the question Jesus asks is, where are the 9? And the only one that came back that really knew the value of gratitude was a Samaritan. Was not really a Jew. But the Christians, the ones that were really Jews, felt it was their legal rights to experience everything they're experiencing. So to be able to find the need to be thankful is very hard for Christians. Because we believed it, we did it, we have it, you know. So God is saying, develop a secret. The level to which you're grateful for what God has done will open the door for God to multiply what you expect him to do. So here is a key for spiritual growth. Thank God for where you are right now. Here is a key for whatever circumstance you've been yesterday, you saw God do some miracle, but you have a circumstance now that is great. God says, find what I did yesterday and be grateful. And then I will take care of the problem now. The song says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Not just giving thanks, but the condition of your heart. You know, we can just lip service. Thank you, but really saying a grateful heart that gives thanks, not just thanking, but is the heart grateful? That brother came back and fell and said, oh, thank you so much. I'm getting. And he says, now your body be made whole. Multiplication. Amen? Amen? Amen. So, this secret did not come from anybody else but God himself. Amen? Amen. He took what he had. He said, give me what God has already given you. Give me what God has already done. And they said, what is this? He said, is God not done something? Even if it's five loaves and 2 fish, God provided it. So he's done something, isn't it? No matter how small it is, God wants us to recognize that he's done something. And take it and say, God, I have this big problem, but you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have sound mind. I'm so grateful for these 2 fishes, 5 loaves. And God says, now that you're so grateful, you've released me to do more. So let us leave this place tonight. And let this Thanksgiving be a transformation for us. As we go home tonight, don't let this month, this week pass you. Say, God, before the end of November, I must spend the rest of this day really revealing a grateful heart to you. Whatever it is, amen, you thank God for it. Amen. And God will make the men sit down in your life. Amen. And he will multiply your blessings. Amen. Amen. So tonight, one of the simple ways, because we can say thank you. But thank you can be a word. But if you convert thank you to worship, or to praise, it multiplies the abundance of your gratitude, of your heart. Amen? So let's just take a few minutes just in these next few songs. Just whether you want to lay on the floor, this might be the moment you came to this night to receive a miracle. This might just be a moment that will shift things in your life. You say, oh, I didn't know that God set this up. I didn't have anything else to do. I just wanted to come tonight and hang out. No, God had plans for you to be here. And this might be a shift if you do it with the right heart. Be careful about festivities. They can literally suspend you in a different direction when God is wanting to do something more spiritually intense. Amen? Amen. Some were having an experience at the upper room on Pentecost Day while some were drinking, celebrating the feast. So let us take these few moments and really, one-on-one, you alone with God, have I really been truly grateful? Teach me, going on from now, how to be grateful. Not only to God. The Bible says we find favor with God first and then with men. God has had to teach me how to be thankful to people. Because there was one time he was teaching me how to live by faith that he provides for me. So for a season in my life, he just wanted me to thank him alone. So some people were angry with me because I won't thank them for what they did. But after that season, when that test passed, God taught me how to appreciate and be thankful. So I'm still learning that. Amen? And you watch when people do stuff for you, maybe it's not just money, it's not. They don't want anything from you, but they don't even care whether you thank them. But there's something that happens when you say, you know, thank you for letting me use your truck. Or thank you for this, or thank you for that. It might not mean a lot, but it opens the door for them to even do more for other people. Because somebody's grateful. They feel like they've impacted somebody's life. And they are grateful. I was so encouraged today. Somebody called me that graduated from here. He's been part of us and God has blessed him, done great things in his life. And he says, as he just was thinking about this month, he had to call Mount Zion and say, wow, this is where my life totally was shifted. And I just wanted to call to thank God. Amen. So tonight, don't ask for anything. That's why we did it the first time. Say thank you. But this time it's just really worship. Really praise. Amen? Just for a few minutes. Hallelujah.